The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, there's been a lot of attention recently on drone delivery services, but there are many more uses of unmanned aerial vehicles that you've probably never heard of. And one area that's been considered is the monitoring of coastlines to detect drug smuggling. Our reporter Josh Crosby has been meeting with developers and operators of all types of drones, and he's with me now. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So tell me about all the different uses of drones in Ireland.
Well, I don't think we'll have enough time to run through everything that can be achieved with them. But look, I said we'd try and capture a range of different services that, as you say, people might not assume that they can do. So in Ireland, surveying is a big one, be it construction, industrial, agriculture, large scale projects and areas that can be scanned much faster than traditional methods. Then unfortunately, in other parts of the world, we hear of drone attacks and wars. This is part of the 21st century warfare. They're flowing in and operated from a secure or safer position and will drop bombs on their targets. But here at home, thankfully, I was looking at the more beneficial uses of drones, or as they're also referred to as UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles. Firstly, I met with Fergal McCarthy, who's chief pilot with Drone Services Ireland. Fergal's been operating drones for 10 years. He starts off by telling me some of the work he's been involved in.
Primarily focused on industrial use of drones, LiDAR surveys, topographical surveys, construction planning applications, things like that. One area where they are very beneficial, bogs, coastal areas where there's a lot of danger. A drone can have it done without going anywhere near it. We've done three or four surveys up in Sligo recently for Sligo County Council monitoring coastal erosion.
And tell me, what are the challenges then of operating a drone business?
Biggest challenge is the regulations, complying with them, operating near people. For the LiDAR surveys that we do, it's a bigger drone. We have to maintain a specific distance from people, so we have to ensure our operating area is clear. Judging it with the weather, obviously, is another massive challenge in Ireland that we face.
What parts of the regulations can be frustrating? Because I'm sure as a professional, you want to see regulation there so you don't have unethical operators coming into the space.
Absolutely. We're completely for regulation. We definitely need it. But in a lot of cases, people have invested money. I have €10,000 in parachutes that are sitting at home. Can't use them because they don't have the piece of paper now. The regulation has changed, moved on. It also means that the nearly 100k of drones can't be used either. So they're sitting in a box. So there's a lot of investment gone into this, and sometimes the regulation just moves ahead. It would be nicer to see a more gradual transition, that you can still use that drone for its lifetime and you've made the investment, because you can't just write it off and leave it sitting there.
Now, there's a lot of focus recently on drone delivery services. Where do you see it going, or how do you see this technology evolving, or where are we going to be? What are we going to be talking about in another 5 or 10 years' time?
There's challenges with the drone delivery. That also has a massive impact on my business, that I can't fly where they're flying at the minute. We need the technology to catch up. We need use space to allow us all, which is unmanned traffic management system like the air traffic controllers would use, to allow all the drones in the air at the same time. But that's 10 years away.
Fergal McCarthy from Drone Services Ireland. What about the larger sized unmanned aerial vehicles? Did you meet with anyone who actually builds those things? The kind of things that you might see over the skies of Kyiv or Gaza?
Well, I did. So I travelled to Shannon, where I visited the Atexan workshop. And what they're doing here really is a different scale to any drones people might see for sale in shops, or what they might see hovering overhead at an event or anything. When I walked into the workshop, my first reaction to the team was that they were like small planes. Atexan has worked on projects around the world, and the type of ground they cover, just to give you an example, Pat, they would be delivering blood and water samples over in Greenland on a project that was a distance of 100 kilometres, that they've worked with the French Navy on search missions. But what really is an area that I think we'll see a lot more of a focus on is drug interdiction. So we've all heard, look, the big drug seizures off our coasts. And I suppose one of the reasons why Ireland is used as a gateway into the UK and Europe is first our rugged coastline of over 3,100 kilometres of coast, with many bays secluded, that they are viewed as an attractive location, I suppose, with a lack of eyes and ears monitoring the remote landing spots. But then next is, of course, the level of navy we have to do the job of manning our coasts. So those working in this space can envisage a future where drones or UAVs will be flying along the coasts, able to spot any suspicious activity. I met with the founder and CEO of Atexin, Jokan Celik, who explained what his products are capable of.
We call them unmanned aerial vehicles. We are talking about a fixed-wing airplane, which has a 5-meter wingspan and can fly for 6 hours up to distances of 100 kilometers away and to the heights of 18,000 feet if required. Another feature is that it can take off and land vertically so that it doesn't require any runway. It is an aircraft. It's not like a small drone.
So talk to me about the different projects you guys have been working on and the services that you can provide that, let's say, the Irish Navy or the Defence Forces could possibly potentially use.
So we have been involved in a lot of projects, Josh, and mainly the projects are about intelligence, surveillance and reconnaissance, which means you have a gimbal, a camera on the UAV and you fly and try to identify people, identify vessels, identify, find people who got lost, etc. So gathering data from air. The GART project, GART UAV, is done with the help of the DTIF project. Three SMEs and three universities combined their forces to build the next generation UAV that can be used by the Navy to do drug interdiction. And it has an AIS on it, which means that if the boat is transmitting a signal that it's this or that boat and it's not matching the description that the pilot sees, a warning is raised.
So when it comes to monitoring activity around the coast, this is, could be a complete game changer, if
yes.
you like. We hear a lot about recruiting and retaining staff who are trying to man the seas, but this could actually well be the future.
I totally agree, Josh, because we just made a high-level analysis, but it seems like if we have 7 systems located strategically around the coast, Irish coast, we can cover actually the whole maritime of Ireland with only 7 systems, and we could have 24-hour surveillance over the whole maritime borders.
A smuggler's nightmare.
Yes, I hope so.
You've been studying jurisdictions around the world on how this is developing. Do you think the Irish government and organisations, businesses, companies in Ireland, do you think they should be paying more attention to this? Should they be engaging more about rolling out more of this technology in the future?
Yes, we are one of the few countries in the world who has this technology built locally. Start flying tomorrow if they want us.
And that's the CEO and founder of Atexin, Jokan Celik. He mentioned some of the projects they've been involved in. So the Irish Navy, are they going to start utilising this kind of technology now?
Well, I wouldn't usually be au fait with the Defence Force's plans, Pat, but only on Wednesday, the Irish Naval Service informed us that they do indeed use UAVs in multiple operations such as search and rescue, maritime interdiction operations, fishery protection, marine pollution control and their surveillance of the Ireland's maritime domain. So it looks like as if this technology is being explored more. And I suppose, Pat, if we look around the world, it was only a matter of time.
Now, we heard from Fergal McCarthy at the start about the regulation of drone use. Is it something that's actually being enforced or is there any representative body trying to bring some sort of compliance into the use of drones?
Well, currently Ireland operates under EU regulations. Now, there is a push for domestic legislation. At an Oireachtas Transport Committee a few weeks ago, there were calls for planning frameworks and policies to be introduced by the government. The Irish Aviation Authority told the committee that Ireland is leading the way in drone regulation and has highly regulated security and safety guidelines. Now, I put in a request to see if there is any data on enforcement orders, but I'm yet to get anything back on that.
Now, do we know how many drones are actually flying in Irish skies and how many are actually doing so legally?
Well, at the Transport Committee, the Irish Aviation Authority said there are over 8,000 drone operators and 23,000 remote pilots of drones registered with the IAA. Now, according to Drone Professionals Ireland, who we'll hear from now, the group has figures which show there are only around 70 operational authorisations in Ireland. These are certs that apply to drones to work in control zones. So if you do the maths, you don't have to be a genius to figure out that it appears that there would be a lot of non-compliance out there. Now, obviously, some operators would be flying lighter drones and they may be doing so as a hobby rather than a business.
They're still supposed to be registered though, aren't they?
Yes, you have to register. You have to register. And now, I mentioned Drone Professionals Ireland. This is an association made up of different operators and its chairperson is Brian White. Brian has his own company, Neptune Drone Services. He started out doing volumetric surveys in quarries. He surveys solar farms and other large locations. But also interestingly, he was telling me his drones can identify crops in a field that require nitrogen and what crops do not. So the farmer is able to, I suppose, target specific areas. He also has thermal sensors to detect wildlife like deer counts. But Brian says the expense and complexity of running a drone business are turning legit operators away.
Obviously, cost is a major issue. There's been a massive increase in the last 3 years. There's been an increase between 5 to 10 times in the cost of being a professional drone operator in Ireland. The cost and complexity combined has led to an awful lot of non-compliance in the industry. And that's a major challenge. If you have one part of the industry who are going out and spending tens of thousands of euros to be compliant, and then on the other hand, you've got the vast majority of drone operations being taken part daily are non-compliant and they don't have those costs. So for compliant operators to be on a level playing field, we have to do something about the non-compliant operations that are taking place.
And just for listeners who are unaware, what would be some non-compliant acts that would be seen? Like, is it not getting permission to fly or...?
Yeah, so like in order to operate it within some of the controlled zones, the restricted airspace around the country, you need to have what's called an operational authorization. And there's only in the region of 70 operational authorizations in Ireland at the moment, whereas there's tens of thousands of drones out there. So if you take it that drones are now as readily available as toasters and electronic stores, there's very little being done in relation to training and awareness and what's required to operate these drones within those restricted airspace.
So the majority of drones that people might see could be breaking the law.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Flying over...
Yeah, well, yeah, a lot of operations. There's some people who are ignorant to the regulation, and they're not aware, and that's where the training and the awareness needs to be a lot more done by whether it's Department of Transport or the IAA. There needs to be something done there on that. But there's also a lot of people who are willfully ignorant, as in that they don't think there's no perceived risk and there's no risk or consequence because there's little being done in terms of punishment. So they're not getting caught, so they're not willing to go and spend the money to be a compliant operator. The enforcement is key, we think, moving forward. If you want to have a compliant industry, it's the two-pronged approach. There needs to be awareness and training, and then also there needs to be some consequence for people who are actually breaking the law.
And that's Chairperson of Drone Professionals Ireland, Brian White, ending that report from Josh Crosby.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.